U.S. military officials said yesterday that the U.S. will reduce its military presence in Iraq by 12,000 troops over the next 6 months as part of the first major drawdown since President Obama announced his plan to end combat operations in the country next year. A week from next Thursday will mark the sixth-year anniversary of the invasion of Iraq by U.S. and coalition forces. When President Obama made his announcement of troop withdrawals from Iraq 10 days ago, WMNF contacted former Tampa-area Congressman Jim Davis for his thoughts on the matter. Davis represented Tampa in Florida's 11th Congressional District for a decade before stepping down to run for governor in 2006. He voted for the authorization giving President Bush the right to use military force back in the fall of 2002. We asked him if he regretted that vote.
Well, the vote was based on information that I was provided that was classified at the time and not now, so don't mind sharing it, that there was a belief in the intelligence community that Saddam Hussein was in the process of acquiring nuclear weapons. I was misled, the country was misled, and it was faulty information I relied upon. And if I hadn't had that information, I wouldn't have voted for it. But we are where we are, and the president is finally taking the right steps. So I'm glad with his announcement today.
On Afghanistan, it's certainly a situation that a lot of people think, a lot of Democrats think, was not addressed sufficiently in the recent past, last few years. Too much attention towards Iraq, not enough to Afghanistan. President Obama has already announced 17,000 troops. We may see more there. Others are a little, some people are a little concerned about, though, not knowing if this may become his Iraq. What are your thoughts about that?
I think there were a lot of mistakes made in Iraq that this president will learn from. They were President Bush's mistakes and others, because Afghanistan is a very challenging situation, but Afghanistan is, in fact, a breeding ground for terrorists. It may, in fact, be where Osama bin Laden, a name that you don't hear mentioned much in Washington, but he and his allies may well be in parts of that country. And it's also an opportunity that we didn't have in Iraq to truly engage other countries in the mission. That has always been the case in Afghanistan. There's even more opportunity for that as we move forward under this new president. So this is not something we should shoulder by ourselves. It is not a short-term mission. But I am hopeful this president will do it in a manner that avoids the mistakes that were committed in Iraq.